So, 5, 4, 3.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Knowledge Heist podcast. As always, I appreciate you guys viewing this, listening to this. I appreciate the feedback and everyone that's supporting this project and, you know, this endeavor that we're doing it. So, as always, to my left, OD the Barber. And to my right, we have a special guest, Sat.
My name is Sat, owner for Straw Hat Pizza. What's up, guys?
Yeah, so here we are again. I'm excited for this one, get insight on Sat's life, his background, his upbringing, and what he does. So, as he already mentioned, he's owner of Straw Hat Pizza. So, let's dive into it, bro. How'd you get into like the realm of business?
So, when I was in high school, I just started working in a pizza restaurant and in Hollister. So, I grew up here. I went to the high school, San Bernardino High, and just, bro, pizza background, mm-hmm. pizza restaurant, you know, mm-hmm. just working there. Grinding.
Yeah, definitely.
And work there, and then after that, just process. Yeah.
Was it something that you kind of envisioned yourself, though? Like, were in high school, like, I suppose you started off there, right? Or was it younger, at a younger age?
In
Were you always in it?
Yeah, in high school, when I was a junior.
Okay, that's when it kind of started?
Yeah, like 16. Yeah. 16.
Is that something you wanted?
Was at that time, you know what, it was just for like normal job, you know, just money, whatever, you know, just working, just getting that money.
Trying to get money.
Yeah.
Definitely. When did you fall in love with it, bro?
When around like 20, you know, like I've worked in, I worked security, mm-hmm. I had my class A, you know, and, well, I drove a truck for like, what, almost 6-9 months, mm-hmm. but that wasn't much, you know. I was like, I don't want to do this, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I worked several other jobs, but like, then I don't know why I just kept going back to pizza, bro. Like, you know, I just want to work there, bro. But, you know, it's just that rush, you know, that can't explain it, but, you know, it's the customer service in me, you know.
Mm-hmm. You feel like that's your. That's your skill? Like, you enjoy the customer service, dealing with people?
Yeah, dealing with people. Yeah.
How can you, like, for example, I know there's probably a lot of people out there that have, you know, jobs that have to deal with customers.
Yeah.
And it's hard, bro. It's hard sometimes dealing with humans in yeah. general, because we don't know what they're feeling, right? So how do you control that? Like, being in a customer service industry where you're dealing with people all the time, because you're going to get people who are mad, people are fulfilled. Like, how
find
do you,
a way to make it right.
Explain that. How do you find a way to make it right? Customers
whatever
always
win. Situation, whatever situation is, try to make them happy, man.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you want them to leave happy and satisfied.
Definitely.
You know?
Mm-hmm. How does that, has it ever affected you, though? Has it ever affected you? Like, man, sometimes it does get to you. You're like, I don't know. Do you get stressed out? How did it affect you in the sense where, like, you're giving so much to the customer just to make them happy, that it takes so much out of you, and that it takes
maybe
a toll on you?
Maybe they'll realize, you know, if that does, like, sometimes it does happen, but in the future, you know, they might realize, you know, like, you know what, this guy didn't even think twice, he just did it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So maybe not right now, but maybe in the long term, you know?
Definitely.
They might tell 1, 2, 3, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just.
Definitely. You're more
word of mouth.
Yeah, definitely. So long term, like
long term,
kind of just
not right now, but long term.
Just the patience.
Yeah, patience.
Have you always had that patience growing up, bro?
My pops, bro.
Yeah.
He's been telling me, you know, like, I never had patience, but like, he'd be like, you know what? Patience is the key, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything else, you know, just wait for your turn.
Just wait. I don't know.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Wait for your turn.
You know?
How do you wait for your turn without actually getting anxious? Because you see all your friends, people your same age doing other things. Because, like, you're way advanced, bro, like, opposed to other people
mm-hmm.
your age. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
you're younger than me, bro, but you're, like, very advanced, right? So how would you deal with that patience, bro, knowing that your inner self wanted more? How do you deal with it?
Just got to find a way to deal with it. You know, like, you just said that I'm way more advanced, but I don't feel that.
No.
I don't feel I'm advanced. I feel like I need to learn more. Like, I'm not advanced, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm still waiting for my turn, even though you might see me, that I'm there, but no, I'm waiting. So that just explains that as we're never gonna be like, we're always gonna be waiting. You know what I mean?
So are you trying to say, like, what I'm getting from this is, I like this because it's
like a circle, you know, like he just said, I'm there, but like, no, I'm waiting. Something more.
So you know what your ultimate goal is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting because, for example, like, you mentioned that you weren't always patient. Your pops was telling you, like, patience is the key. So if you go back to when you, you know, let's say when you weren't patient, how did you find that patience, though? How did you understand that, you know, I'm probably always going to be waiting for my turn, you know? OD, for example, like he said, he sees you advance. I think you advance. But you feel like, no, I'm still waiting for my turn. Where did that, how did that start, though?
Because that's a mindset. Like, not a lot of people have that, you know? A lot of people, like, if they would have been where you're at, you'd be like, oh, I made it already.
You're right. Go for it.
But you're like, nah, this is like, the way I feel, what you're telling me is like, this is a baby step.
Yeah.
For your ultimate vision. But to the general society, you're like, damn, bro, like, you're doing it, you know? You're on the right path.
Right.
You know, because you just started too, you know, but you're on the right path. Your mindset is there, you know. So what he's asking is like, how'd you come up with that?
Yeah, how'd you develop
that? How'd you develop it?
I think...
Because earlier you said your pops, right? He told you patience, but what did he influence in you? Like by example, what would he do? What would he tell you? What would, you know?
Just little stuff, you know, just like... I don't know. There's an example, you know what I mean? Like a fruit, you would never eat it like raw, right? You would gotta wait for it to ripe and stuff like
that. Yeah.
You gotta wait for it to get ready.
Mature.
And, you know, mature stuff, yeah. You know? But I don't know how I got it, but like I definitely know like basically he has a big role in it. So, yeah. But
So kind of just like, for example, by example, you saw your pops. He was kind of influenced you, like just be patient. This is a long
process.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a process.
So, based on that, you say like, do you feel like you're always going to be in this process? Because I want you to explain this in a sense. I want to put this in context. You say you're always going to be waiting, right? But that didn't go to say, do you appreciate what you have now?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
How do you kind of deal with that? Where it's like, okay, I love what I have now, but I'm still waiting for my shop. How do you explain that to someone without making it seem like, man, you're not happy with what you have, you're always chasing something new? You know what I mean?
You're right, bro, but
explain it. I'm not
like
because there's no right or
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah,
we want
no
just
right
just
wrong,
what you
know?
What
like,
you think. We're picking your brain right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
So I have a very my dead man, I'm kidding. I was thinking about something. So you own Straw Hat, right?
Yeah.
How did that like
happen?
So you started working there when you were 16?
No, I started working at Mount Mike's.
And then you transitioned to Straw Hat.
And then I started. I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is where I wanna grow in.
So sorry, dude. My
oh no, go for it, dude.
My question, dude. There's so many people that start off at Straw Hat or a pizza place. How did you go from working there to owning it, like, step by step? What did, like, you're just working there, like, you know what, I'm gonna own this place. And then you just apply to own it, or, like, how did that go?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
It just happened.
Like, it's like, I was looking for something, you know, like something that made me happy, and I guess this is what that made me happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have went in different route, got into a different business,
mm-hmm.
got into trucking, or got into like something else. You know what I mean?
So you had money saved up to own the business?
Cause... Yeah, most definitely. Not whole a lot, you know, but yes, I worked. Long days.
I'm guessing you
like
might have taken like a business loan or something.
Yeah, business loan, and my pops was a big help, and then the previous owner, he helped, you know. So
It's like you set yourself up for this moment.
Yeah, I set myself up
for the moment. So the opportunity was close enough for you to grab it. You just were the one to take action. And then you just, as soon as it was there, you did it and you did the most with it. And now you're here. You own the business. You're running it. How much, like, is it like long hours? Like, sun up to sundown? You have to be up
at yesterday there. I put in 16 hours.
And it's like, and it's like Monday 7 days, Monday, you know? Right?
Yeah, Monday through Sunday. 7 days a week.
I want to dig a little deeper on that, bro. 16 hours, bro, that's more than the average person. That's a double shift compared to someone who works a 9-to-5, right?
Yeah.
So how, I mean, I know you say a lot of the most of the things like just kind of just happen, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, do you get tired, bro? Like, what, how do you, let's suppose you're thinking to yourself, man, I feel tired. How do you keep going those extra 5 hours, those extra 6 hours? How do you fulfill 16-hour days, 7 days a week? Is it just something that's in you, bro?
That in me, bro. Just that hungriness, you know what I mean? But it's also the use of mindset. That's a big thing. You know, if you tell yourself you're tired, you know? I don't go there right now and sit in my office and think about the numbers or whatnot. I just get to work, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Start making dough and get prepped for the day. Like, I'm open up right now at 10
mm-hmm.
for a couple of people, you know? I didn't tell them no, bro. I open up at 11. Mm-hmm. Sorry, mm-hmm. see you at 11, you know?
Alright, I see. So you just stay.
Yeah.
Stay hungry.
Stay hungry, bro.
Does it in any way affect your
life? Like your family?
Marriage, yeah. Family? I think a big part of it is understanding. My wife does understand a lot. When I go home, my daughter, she's like, Dad, you're home. And then when I go out in the morning when she's awake sometimes, like today she wasn't awake, she's like, if she was, she would have been like, okay, see you at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, that does make me feel like, oh, dude, she needs time. But then I feel like, okay, well, I'm working now, but maybe in the future, I'll be working a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
She'll have time and she'll appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I feel like if I work now, I can give her a better future.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas to what my parents did for me,
mm-hmm.
and they're still doing for me.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Definitely. Yeah, I like that. I like that because
it's like just helping, you know? It's just helping. Like my parents helped me and then I gotta do the same for my kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
help them, give them a little boost. Everybody needs that boost,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Definitely.
If one person starts from the scratch, from the bottom, they gotta grind hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they got kids, then they gotta help their kids, and their kids gotta help their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how your family, everybody grows, you know.
You want to add something to that, bro? Because I'm liking what you're saying.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like the family values of that because I'm gonna talk about Mexicans. You know, like in Mexican, like at least from my side, like we didn't have that. You know, that mindset was not there. It's like you grind out, but for pleasure. So you grind and then you reward yourself on the weekends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't really grind, save, and reward ourselves every once in a while. We grind, we spend. We grind and we spend. That's our mindset. But I like the fact that you said that you grind for a longer period of time, you know, like in the youth, while you can, because you're young, you know, you have the energy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna leave a better tomorrow for your kids, and then your kids are gonna repeat it, you know, and the circle always stays at a good wealth, I guess you could say, you know, overall wealth for everybody. You know what I mean? And I really like that, bro. Like that's it just blew my mind right now.
No, yeah,
you know, how he said it, you know, it's definitely
it's something that is just like you said, he said it's a different mindset. It could be a cultural thing, it could be a background thing, you know. So did you want to add something about it?
So that's something I have in mind. Obviously, my parents didn't do it, but it's like you're building future generational wealth, right? Your dad did something, he had a little bit of money, helped you get your business. Once your kids are there, you're gonna boost them up, and then it's kind of like it just adds on instead of, all right, well,
because
in my, like, you know, you're Mexicans,
yeah.
With me, it's like my dad grinded just to, you know, get us up and going, and that was it. We gotta grind on our own. So it's like starting back from zero. And it's kind of like a generational thing where they did it to him. So there wasn't that boost. It was like, I did it.
You can do it too.
Lo saqué adelante or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you got to grind on your own. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just, you know, spoon feed you whatever. Uh-huh. But it doesn't start the cycle like for you.
Yeah. Like my pops, he still works 7 days. He still works 7 days.
See, so that's an example for you. Like
7 days, and I want to say about 16 hours, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
crazy, man.
So he just
he sets it up for you, like, you know, as an example, you know, and then he has, you know, something to help you out, to boost you.
Yeah.
Because if not, you would have to start, you know, if you said, hey dad, I want to buy a straw hat, well, start working, bro. I made my money for me, you know. Exactly. You're already a grown man, like, figure it out. But no, he helps you. You know what, here's this, I'll help you out, and I'll help, and then you can multiply that. If you want to pay me back, you can. If not, you know, it's your thing. Mm-hmm. But he also sets the example, still work 7 days a week, 16 hours is nothing. And I think, like you were saying, it's the mentality. Mm-hmm. If you tell yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. But if you keep just, you know, not thinking about it, just stay on the grind, I think it becomes a lifestyle. It becomes something that you're used to. That if you've been working for 3 years every single day, 16 hours a week, it's kind of nothing for you to do it more.
Yeah, the way I think of it, when I previously used to work, I used to work 6 days. 6 days, same amount of hours.
Was it hard, like at first, or stressful?
It's slowly you get there, right? But it's not, like, it's a mindset. I used to work 6 days, and now the way I just think of it, who cares, bro?
It's just another day, right?
That's what I'm more interested about. You know, like, the thing is, I'm more interested in, like, that mindset, bro. Like, you mentioned a couple things right now. So you have a daughter, you have a family, right? You obviously you're married. You say it comes down to understanding, but how is, like, I totally get what you're saying. You know, grind now, later on be more efficient, work less, because it's like you built something, right? But I want to know, like, does that affect you in any way, like anxiety, for example, or like, do you ever get in your head like, what if this doesn't work out? I just want to know what the process is and how you kind of face it.
Where you're coming from is that's like negativity.
Yeah, yeah. So
where
I want
I don't think that way. Mm-hmm. Just think positive, you know. Mm-hmm. Like coming out here today, Omar. You know, we've been talking about it a lot, like month, 2 months. I just didn't have time, you know. But like then I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm gonna take time, come out here, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where it's gonna be. You know what I mean? But I just came out here, you know. But it's the mindset, positivity. I mean, I don't try to think negative. Mm-hmm. If somebody comes to me with the idea, all right, you know. I feel like giving out a good energy, you'll get good energy back.
Yeah, no, I understand. I
like where his family goes. Your wife has to be there to support you and understand as well. If she doesn't understand, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, bro.
That's where
you start having problems.
It's because we'll have
we're going to take a break because the battery's literally on red right now.
Okay.
So, and it's coming down. We have 1 minute left. But, okay. Do you have an extra battery?
No, I don't.
So let's take like a quick 10,
yeah.
Recharge it real quick, and then we'll continue with
that. Yeah, so we'll be right back then after this short little break, because I want to continue on this topic, bro. So we'll be right back. All
right, okay.
No, dude, that's...
Yeah, right.
That's crazy, bro. 16 hours days.
That's crazy, bro. I like what you just said, because I never thought about it that way, bro. Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty about talking to other people from other cultures. I never in my life seen life like that, bro, like how you just said it right now. Never. Until today, bro.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, bro. That's crazy because, so you hear what he said right now?
What did he
say? Like he said, I'm giving my daughter a lifestyle of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm giving her time. During the week, I give her time. So I'm getting her used to it since she's small, mm-hmm. right? So he's saying, what happens the day that you can't give her that weekend time? She's going to be like, what happened this week? So what I kind of picked up from what he said is kind of like the way you raise your child is how they're going to be, you know, the mindset, you know, like.
That's, so you're,
that's, so,
yeah,
so he's saying, I'm not with her right now as much. And he said something earlier. He said, his daughter said, I'll see you at night. So she's already getting wired to think that it's okay that my dad's not here. In a way. Because it's normal. He has to go to work. She'll be raised a certain way. And when she gets to that age where maybe she remarried, she marries and everything, then she'll have that mindset of like, my husband has to go work. And have to, and it's all right. I'll see him at night.
Yeah, this is very true, man. Because like you said,
you know what I mean?
Your daughter's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So her, you know, she's already getting embedded like Friday, Saturday, Sunday is my time. The moment my dad's not here, what the heck happened?
Yeah.
Where in this sense, it's almost she's getting primed like, okay, I see my dad at night. He leaves early in the morning. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like I said, it's like a culture thing. So
basically,
it's an evolution of the mindset, bro. Because like I said, your daughter, I don't think she's saying like, really, dad, I only get to see you at night. I think she's like, oh, well,
she's
at least.
She's excited. She looks forward.
Yes, exactly. So then that's the culture. Yeah, that's the cultural embedment of like family support. Where in our case, it's like, yeah, but you still have to, you know,
this
Friday, Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday is family time. Sunday's family time. So it's like that's the problem here, bro. This is why it's so interesting, bro. The cultures and this is literally like the purpose of this, bro. Where I'm learning from this, because I grew up without knowing that Sundays are for the families. Saturdays, like, oh, there's a big party Saturday. But what if we didn't grow up that way, bro? It's in your way, like for example, in your sense. Not that you don't have parties or family time, big parties, because. You know, I know you guys do when you guys have parties or someone gets married, bro. You guys are freaking throwing parties, man.
Oh, man.
For weeks.
Yeah. But what I was trying to say is, like, you guys never chose a specified day, like, every Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was more like, okay, when there is something very important, everything else gets dropped, family time.
Yeah.
But once that this family time is over, back to what is supporting this family time. And that's really interesting to me, bro, because it does, I think it's pretty obvious that culture does influence your mindset and your upbringing. Because you're an entrepreneur at heart, bro. And I think that was instilled very young without you even knowing. Like, you could correct me if I'm wrong. This is just me kind of analyzing it. I'm not saying, like, this is what happened to you.
Yeah, no,
okay. And it was based on that cultural, too, I believe. Yeah. Not saying like that's what it is. It's just like I believe that, because I always reflect back on myself, bro. Like, I am the way I am because of my background. But now, since I'm an individual thinker, it's up to me to develop what I want. You know what I mean?
I want to touch on a subject right now. I wanted to get this on the recording.
We're good, right?
I wanted to get this on the recording set. So the people that are gonna be listening to this, a lot of people get summer jobs. A lot of people get jobs, but. For example, I look at you and I'm like, damn, dude, that story, just, that's why I wanted you here, bro. Because I wanted you to share that, like, how you, that sparked up in your life. So a lot of people work for companies for jobs that are just minimum wage jobs. For example, you're working at Mountain Mike's, right? You're working at Mountain Mike's, summer job, you're still in school, and then it became your job, and then you liked it, and then you ended up liking it, and then you started really putting time, effort, the ins and outs of the whole pizza culture, you know, like how to run a business, how to make it, how to customer service, everything, right? Surely did you know you're a Straw Hat pizza owner now, right? So for the people that are working 9-to-5s at another job, at any job, a company, what would be an advice you would give them? Because I know that when you were sitting on my chair, you told me, I was soaking up everything. I was doing more than what I needed to do. Why? Because I didn't see it as just a job. I seen it as an investment, you know? And that investment finally paid off.
It did.
You know what I mean? So talk about that a little bit, you know? Like, how'd you go about that?
So, most of the people, they want easy money, quick money, fast money. But they don't see the consistency, the hours they want to put in it. They don't want to put effort. They don't want to work for minimum wage. They want $12, $15. They want to have Friday, Saturday off, you know, go to parties and stuff like that. No, like when I worked for minimum wage for like 5-6 years straight, 6 days a week, and with that one day off and like 12, 13, 14 hours a day, you know what I mean? And people don't want to put in the work. But they, and yet they want like, they want big things, they want nice cars, you know what I mean? They don't want to put in work, and they don't think it's a, as an investment, you know? Do something with heart, eventually it'll pay off. I worked there, like I didn't have any intention or anything like that, I just did everything with heart, you know what I mean? Just worked there, you know, like, did everything with heart, but like nowadays, by heart means like
doing more than what?
More than you're expected, going that extra mile. Mm-hmm. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm
and
sure
then,
as
and
well.
And then after that, I mean, in the future, yes, it'll pay off. You know, and it did pay off. You know, I didn't say, okay, I'll do this, and then I'll. Some people, what people, and like nowadays, what people have in their mind is, if I do this, I'll get this. If I do this, I'll get this.
Yeah.
Nah. Do the work and it'll just come to you.
So do things without expectations.
Yeah, do things without expectations.
I like what you just said right now. You hear that? Yes. Just do things and things will come to you.
Yeah.
Dude, it's I like this because this has been a transformation myself. Because right now, bro, I'm going to be honest, like right here, I'm in a position right now with myself where it's like I want what I want now. You know what I mean? But I understand that I have to put in work. No one's going to give it to me.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to give me, here's your nice car. Here's your nice house. No, dude, I'm willing to put the hours in, except I know I'm the only one accountable for that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say, like, damn, dude, I'm not putting in work because, I don't know, I had a one-hour conversation with someone I haven't seen in forever. Like, no, dude, like, you're accountable for everything. What I'm more interested right now, though, I want to ask you this, is I just, do you ever deal with, like, negativity? Like, I know you said you always think positive, but is there ever a bad day? Is there ever somewhere where the external affects you? Like, I don't know, man, something's not going right. For example, the oven breaks down. You go into this survival mode, right? What do I do, you know, for the business? If the oven doesn't work, you're not pulling out pizzas. Or in anything. That could be a metaphor anyway. Something breaks down, bro. Some people have problems, health problems. How do you overcome that, bro? How does your mentality
gotta stay positive and think of ways. Think of different ways to fix it. You know what I mean? You can't just be like, damn, boom, drop, leave, close, store. Or in any different way, if you have health issues, if you have, you know, you're gaining weight or whatever, you have high cholesterol, what are you gonna do to fix it? Fix it, you
mm-hmm.
know? Work out,
mm-hmm.
30 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You know, just find different ways to
solve the issue,
you know, just don't.
How do you instill that though? How can you, for example, someone listening to this right now could be going through something, right? And this could be like, you know what, so easy for him to say, like, find a way. But how do you find a way? How do you instill that motivation?
You'll find a way if you want to find a way. I work out 7 days a week. And I work 7 days a week.
That's crazy,
bro. You know?
Hey,
it doesn't matter if it's 30,
no
20,
no excuses.
40 minutes, you know?
No excuses.
Like right now, before this podcast, I told you I was going to be 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
It's because I was at the gym.
I know you were at the gym, bro.
Yeah.
I seen you at the gym at this time, bro.
I was at the gym, you know? And then yesterday, I woke up at 5:50 for the tournament, you know? And it's just that no excuses. You just have to do it. I mean, if you start finding excuses, you're just hurting yourself.
Was there ever a point where you were coming up with excuses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I learned I have to stop, you know, to find ways to solve
That's
it. Find ways to sleep 15 minutes early, go to bed, you know, eat 15 minutes, do little stuff 10, 15 minutes early to, you know.
And where do you find this kind of stuff? Like you said, find it, right? How do you find it? How do you find it? How does Seth
how
find
do,
it?
How do
yeah.
I find
yeah,
it?
How do you?
Doing, going to the gym or working out or like, how do I find what?
That way around it of stuff like when something solving problems. What would you go to your phone, Google it? What?
Does it come with inside? Like
within? Oh no! If something breaks down, most definitely, you know, Google it or be like, hey, OD, yeah, this happened, you know,
yeah.
You know, or hey, you know what, you know. if I have an issue, I mean, if an oven breaks down, I'm gonna call somebody to fix the oven, obviously. And if there's something I can do, like change the fuse, I'm gonna go to AutoZone and get the fuse. But just be like, oh fuck, it broke down. Mm-hmm. But just gotta act on opportunities quick and on stuff that doesn't work. You know, like if it breaks down, you gotta act on it quick. Response time, quick.
Mm-hmm. Response time. You go, like I said, I think, because I always go back to this, bro, because we're creatures, we're animals. We have a part of our brain that's animalistic, survival mode. I feel like that response time you just talked about has to do with that. Has there ever been a moment where you kind of felt like just thought to yourself, fuck, man, what am I going to do? Has there ever been a moment like that? I'm pretty sure there has, but...
Yeah.
Because I really want to go in. Like, I so totally appreciate what you're saying. Input.
Yeah, I know what you're trying.
I want to get into, like, I know you said, like, it just happens. Like, I know, like, for Sat, it happened, right? It happened.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you were trying to force it, but I'm just so focused on, like, bro, just tell me.
Because
like,
he's really
yeah.
trying to pick your brain. He's really trying to. I know there's no right or wrong.
Yeah,
but
I'm
what
asking.
Is Sat? Like I said, that what does Sat do in that moment? Like.
On a moment when shit hits the fan.
Like, cause I'm looking at you right now, like, bro, fucking sad.
My
like,
shit hits the fan every day, bro.
Okay, so
there you go.
Okay,
my
there
shit
you go.
Hits the fan every
I mean,
day, bro.
Okay, so that exactly. So
fucking
it's a daily thing. It's not, I'm not
shortage of employees. Sometime coming late, 5, 10, 15 minutes late. But you know, I'm not the type of guy, you know, be like, no, you're freaking this one. Get the hell out of here. Whatever, you know, but no, I just try to talk to the person, you know, like in general. I have this one guy, you know, he comes 15 minutes late, you know, like 10 minutes late. I don't, very honest, very good guy, you know, responsible, you know, whatever. But he's honest with me. He tells me, hey, Sat, I have a hard time waking up.
Mm-hmm.
But I say, okay, well, how can we fix this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Put an alarm. That's right. No, I don't do that. I'm gonna start doing that. Like, I just try to think of ways where I can help other and help myself at the same time.
It's a learning process on both ends.
Because
you could easily be that authoritative figure.
Yeah, be
like
no,
dude,
get out of here. There's no excuses. You can't be late.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. But no, you don't know what's going on with their life and their mind or whatever, you know?
Exactly. I like that, bro, because like that because I feel like as a business owner, dude, that's when your business really flourishes. You're not allowing them to just get away with it.
Yeah.
You're understanding, like, okay, I get it. Some people don't have a hard time waking up. Some people, you know, I get it. Right away, though, I noticed right away, your first thing is like, well, how can we fix this? It's not so much like, nah, don't cut the bullshit.
Yeah.
If you don't come here tomorrow at the time I said, you're fired.
Yeah.
You could easily be like that.
Exactly.
But you're more concerned. You take care of your people, bro.
Yeah,
you take care of your people.
Yeah.
And like you said right now, it's a learning process for you, too.
Well, the way I think of it is, if you take care of your people, they'll take care of you. It's a circle, like we were talking about the generations, the family, you know. I just feel like everything's a circle. If I give something to you, I'll get it back.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm giving my time to somebody, I'll get it back. It's a circle. That's my mentality. That's how I think of it. It's a circle.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, dude, it's just really, I don't know.
But the thing is, I don't think how I will get back. I'll just get it back, but I don't know how I will get it back, but I'll get it back. I just put it out.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a simple question, bro, and I want you to be, you know,
and this goes back, like, do you feel like it gives too much sometimes? Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
No, definitely. I know what you're saying, because the whole customer service, you know, mindset, and I think that's why what's got you this far, though. And also because you understand, you just said something very important. You don't know when you're gonna get it back. You're not expecting to get it back in the sense like, fuck, man, I gave this person this. they should give me something back in return. Like, no, dude, it's gonna happen on its own. It's gonna come to you when it's gonna come to you, right? But I wanna ask you a simple question, bro, because this is something I've been thinking about right now. And I know the answer, personally, like, I know what you can say, but does all this make you happy?
Just being here, talking to you, or
no. Like what you're doing SAT, bro. Yeah. Like SAT Wonder, SAT Wonder happy. Right now, I'm asking face to face.
Yeah.
This is what fulfills you.
Yeah.
I know it does because of the way you talk about it, and just the fact that you're driven. But I wanted to ask you that. It's a simple question, but it's like, just be honest with me. Like, does this make you happy?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's make me happy. That's just like, I don't know, man, because you have to find that.
You gotta find what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. Because, let me interrupt you real quick. For me, my lady always tells me in the morning sometimes, like, damn, dude, you never want to just sleep in one day, like, just stay home. I'm like, nah. And she's like, how? Like, why? Why do you always want to go to work? Like, this is my happy place, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel that in SAT. And I like that you asked him that question because I wanted to know that answer too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know SAT's doing it, but maybe he's doing it for the end result,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know? So right now he might not be happy, but when he gets there, he is. So that was a good question. But, like, do you feel the same way, bro? Like, when you go to work, like, you're like, you know it's going to be a lot of stress. You know it's going to be problems that you have to solve and everything. But overall, are you happy when you're
I'm
there?
I'm happy, bro. Like my working out and working, I don't know, makes me happy. Like in the last night, my wife's like, oh, well, tomorrow don't go to the gym, you know, just go to work a little bit late, you know, whatever, it's a Sunday, no parties, whatever, you know, like, nah, gotta wake up, gotta go, and that's what makes me happy, you know, like, I don't know, it's just in me,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like everybody just gotta find that one thing that makes them happy, and then
mm-hmm.
because if something doesn't make you happy, you're not gonna do it for a long term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you're not gonna do it for a long term around you, whoever you're doing it, there's
it's gonna affect them.
I like it, man.
If you're like, for example, you're cutting hair and you're not happy cutting hair, you're just doing it for the money. Whoever you're cutting hair for, like, let's say you're cutting his hair, you're giving that vibe off him. You know, like, it's whatever. You know,
the product's not gonna be there.
Boom, boom, boom. What I mean.
Just like you mentioned earlier, bro, like other businesses are like, what do you call it, production line haircuts?
Yeah, production
just
line.
Whipping out haircuts, but there's no quality. So when you own a shop, or when you are, you know, this quality shop, you're most focused on the product. Man, I appreciate you, your time, bro, and I appreciate you coming here, bro. I mean, if I want to have you back again, dude, because I feel like we could sit here and really just talk, bro. You know, like you said, you're gonna go open up right now. Once again, is there anything? Like anything you want to mention,
people listening to this, like where you're at, your Instagram, what do you want to share? What's your message? Anything.
So guys, follow me on Straw Hat Pizza Hollister Instagram, Facebook. Come out, check us out. New ownership January. That's pretty much it, guys.
Any last message, bro?
Any message?
Like, for anyone,
anybody,
do what you guys love. Do what you guys love. And stick with it.
Definitely.
Do what you guys love. Wake up every morning driven. And don't do nothing that you don't love. You're not going to go far. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably do it for 6 months, 7 months, but you won't go far. Do what you love.
I appreciate your time, sir.
I like that, bro.
And just keep going at it. And it's, once again, I hope you guys enjoy this one. This one's been another great one. A lot of things. You could see it here. We learned together. SAT, if you're down to do it again, you know, check up on you again, bro. Maybe down the line, see what's going on in your life at that moment. And for everyone that's watching, listening, however you're doing it, just keep striving.
Perfect, bro.
That was crazy, dude. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Beast. All right.